Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Joseph and I am a missionary here at Damascus where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from John chapter 21 verses 15 through 19. After Jesus had revealed himself to his disciples and eaten breakfast with them, he said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that he had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourselves and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." I love this passage. This is one of Jesus' last appearances to his disciples before he ascends into heaven. And you have him asking this question three times. My parents always told me that he asked three times because Peter denied him three times. And so it's a reaffirmation of the love that Peter had for Jesus. And it's so neat, right? Because the first time he says, tend my lambs, right? And this is a word, the word for tend or pasture is another way to phrase it. It means a continual action of tending, feeding, and caring for. That's actually this word, you're taking care of them, you're tending them, you're taking care of their needs. That we, right, we're referred to sheep all throughout scripture. And so when he's saying to tend my sheep, it's like, okay, you're in charge of actually making sure they are fed, that they're taken care of. The second time, the literal meaning is tend my sheep. So as opposed to feed, it's tending his sheep. And this has a word that means, implies rulership of ownership, that there is this supervisory capacity that's not just feeding them, but ruling over them, of having authority over their lives. And the third time he combines them, and it's emphasizing this role of, okay, that you are called to both feed and take care of them and to rule and guide them. And this is so neat, right? Because Peter is our first pope. And this is Jesus giving the instructions that as Pope, he is called to tend and care for his sheep, right? To provide them with everything that they need spiritually, but also to rule over them, to help them by making decisions, by guiding them, by speaking on truth. And that is such a neat thing that we have here, evidence for what papal authority even looks like. If you have any friends that are wondering, right here, Jesus gives authority to Peter to not just take care of the sheep, but to rule over them. And I think that, for us too, it's not just for a Pope, right? That all of us have this same call, that we're called to take care of the people that the Lord has entrusted to us, to make sure that they are spiritually fed. If God has put someone, put you in someone's life for that particular reason, then we have that call to make sure that those who we are watching over, those who we are walking with, are being fed by the Word of God, are living in accordance with his rules, are living in accordance with his law and his love, that we have the beautiful ability to watch the people around us encounter Jesus by taking care of them, by making sure that they have what they need. And it's really neat because today we also celebrate the feast day of St. Charles Lwanga and Companions. These were a bunch of people who were who went to the kingdom of Uganda to evangelize. The king there was very against it. And he said that they had to abandon their faith and they refused to. And so they were all martyred, him and his companions. But because of their witness, because of their martyrdom, they actually saw the church there flourish. And during the time that they were there, they did exactly what Jesus told Peter to do. They tended and fed the flock. They took care of them and made sure that they were being given spiritually what they needed, and that they were able to speak to them about the truths of the gospel in a pagan country where they had so many wrong perceptions of who God is, who or what God is. And as a result, again, so many began to believe in the country grew closer to Christ as a result of their witness of them tending and taking care of and feeding the flock. And so it's our call today, every day, to imitate this, to imitate Peter in this command that Jesus gives him, to feed the sheep, to give them what they need, and to tend to them, to make sure they are taken care of and on their way towards Jesus and staying on the path with him. And so let this be our goal. Let this be our aim. Let this be our witness that we're here to bring others to Christ, to tend and to take care of the people that he has entrusted to us. This has been a scripture reflection on John. Again, my name is Joseph. And to learn more about Damascus and all of the amazing programs and events that are offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful day, and know of our prayers for you and your family.